House Bill 1027 revised certain residency requirements regarding the issuance and renewal of insurance. Say yours again, Randy.
Randy Moses, insurance again. 1027 comes to you based upon a problem that was brought to our attention in the past year. I guess it probably resulted from the large number of guarantee issue policies probably been issued lately. And what was going on out there is that we found that a number of people who are real questionable whether or not they ever were residents of South Dakota. Maybe they have established it legally, but for some purposes, such as driver's licensing, but they seem to be taking advantage of our good laws in South Dakota and using the registration requirements to go ahead and do things like get insurance. In fact, was pointed out to us there was a website by an RVer association which said, come on to South Dakota, great cheap driver's license, cheap registration, and cheap insurance. And I guess we don't have a problem with you know, for a number of purposes as far as people obtaining, you know, are becoming residents, etc. But when you talk about guarantee issue health insurance, that's really something where we're subsidizing other people and driving up health care costs for South Dakotans. So we wanted to tighten up our guarantee issue statute a little bit, and that's what the first part of the bill is, to say it's for residents only and giving the insurers a flexibility to look into it and see if, in fact, they're really residents before they have to issue a guarantee issue policy to non-citizens of South Dakota. And then the second part of the bill just clarifies in our non-discrimination statutes that it's not a violation for companies to not issue or refuse to renew coverage if the person isn't a resident of this state. With that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Randy. Questions, Randy? If not, thank you very much again. We appreciate it. Further proponents of House Bill 1027? Further proponents? Are there opponents of House Bill 1027? If not, we'll close the committee discussion or committee action on House Bill 1027. Senator Valesky. Do pass. Senator Valesky, is there a second? Second by Senator McCracken. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of House Bill 1027, go on the floor. Do pass. Vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call a roll.
Vogt?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. House Bill 1027 will go to the floor with a due pass.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Consent.
Consent by Senator McCracken, second.
Second
by Senator Brown. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Consent.